Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. What does it really mean, and how are we to follow this author and finisher of our faith? Following Jesus. For without Him, there is no faith, and He is our faith. You know, today's philosophy seems to suggest that Jesus is to follow us wherever we want to take Him. But beloved, there is a cost in following Jesus. You may not always be popular because you start to follow Him. Jesus followed God to the cross, and we must follow Jesus to the cross, not as a spectator, but as a sinner, crying out, "Save me, Lord." And then, only then, can we learn to die to self, and then our Lord, through His Holy Spirit, leads us on to a sanctified life and a beautiful, satisfied life. Following Jesus is a beautiful thing. I would hope that we choose to follow Jesus simply because of His great love for us, personally and corporately. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Why would we want to follow Jesus? A question that we should seriously ask. This is in part asking and seeking and knowing that there is a cost in following Him. So what do we hope to gain by following Jesus? Well, to begin with, you gain eternal life. I will never forget an incident I was involved in when I was visiting someone in a hospital, and in the same room, there was a gentleman that was being admitted, and they asked him, "What is your religion?" And another gentleman that was standing with me in visiting this patient said, "Well, there's only two choices, heaven or hell." And I've never forgotten that, because it isn't about a denomination, but it's about eternal life. And so this is why we should want to follow Jesus, is to have that blessed eternal life that He promises us when we repent and turn from our sins. As we continue to follow Him, we discover and can say that Jesus knows me, and this I love. Not just because Jesus loves me and this I know, but as we begin to follow Him and study His Word, we begin to understand who this Son of God is in our life personally. For the one aim of following Jesus should be to have an intimate, loving relationship with the one who allows me to be a part of His great plan. Even if it be so small and insignificant, He loves me, this I can cling to, and He knows me, this I can cherish. So when I am not quite all I want to be, and when I fail and I blow it sometimes, which we all will, you know, He is still there, for He has promised me that He will never leave me and He will never forsake me. So what does it really mean to follow Jesus? Well, first of all, beloved, I really believe that God is looking for a sold out soul. You know, we are not to do anything halfway. Jesus wants all of us. He doesn't want to just be our Savior. He wants to be our Lord. The soul of man is precious. Jesus said, "For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" To follow Jesus, he must have the most precious thing that we have, and that is our soul, because the soul lives forever, and that's why it is so precious. Being a sold out soul knows the voice of the one he or she is sold out to. We know Him, and we begin to know Jesus as we are sold out to Him, and we get in His Word. We begin to know Him, and we know His voice because He begins to know us. John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And he is a good shepherd. That's why we can follow him with confidence. He says, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own." To know the heart and the voice of Jesus Christ means that we have given him our soul and made him not only Savior of our soul, but Lord of our soul. And it all begins with a sold out soul. Beloved, you came from God and you are here for God. And someday, if you know his son Jesus, you are going back to God. So, secondly, to follow Jesus, it is to deny oneself. It means that we so yield to his control that self has no rights, whatever. We deny ourselves, we take up our cross, and we follow after him. Following Jesus means that we are willing to endure shame and suffering if necessary to live as he lived, humbly, compassionate, loving, gracious, and other godly virtues. Denying self includes our thought life. Following Jesus starts in giving him not just our heart and our soul, but our head as well. He is to be the Lord of our thought life. The Word of God teaches that we can control what we think. When we have a sold-out soul to Jesus and we begin to deny ourselves even wrong attitudes and wrong thoughts, we will not be able to entertain evil thoughts and thoughts about our Lord Jesus at the same time. So when an ugly thought comes to your mind that is contrary to the Word of God, you are to resist it and replace it with thoughts of the person and character of the Lord Jesus Christ and his working in you. For he who has begun a good work in you, beloved, he will complete it. We are to think on those things that are true and noble and just and pure and lovely, those things that are of a good report, virtuous and praiseworthy. The only way we can be true followers of Jesus Christ is by and through the help of the Holy Spirit. Remember that the Holy Spirit is our helper, our comforter, our advocate, our intercessor, our counselor, our strengthener, our standby. And he is also called the Spirit of Truth. Lastly, to follow Jesus means you are going to feed on his word. You are going to feed on it so that you will be good and healthy and strong spiritually so that you can help feed others. That's his heart. And following him, it is about winning souls for Jesus Christ and living a life that pleases him through the power of the Holy Spirit. And as we follow after him, you will begin to see that truly this is the faith we need to live by.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments, or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.
Do you have 5 minutes for God? I'm Pastor Ed Wilson, and I believe there's no better way to begin each morning than spending a little time with him. That's why every weekday morning I bring you a short devotional broadcast designed just for that. Look up God's 5 minutes wherever you get your podcasts to kickstart your spiritual walk for each day, and we'll always do it in 5 minutes or less. Have you talked to God today?